USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a measure condemning President Trump for what the Democrats called racist tweets against four lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took to the floor to urge support for the resolution.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist.
Republicans said her criticism has violated House rules against personal attacks on the president and should be stricken from the record.
The gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and requested to be taken down.
After a lengthy delay, the parliamentarian agreed. Number 2 Democrat Steny Hoyer.
The words should not be used in debate.
But then, in a party-line vote, Democrats used their majority to overrule that finding and prevented the words from being stricken. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. Stevens was 99 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on 2 global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.